Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every moment, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I'm afraid of dogs, Odin. I don't understand how anybody isn't. Some of them are basically wolves. And I hate when I tell people I'm scared of dogs and they're just like, no, you just have to relax because they can smell the fear. I'm like, oh, that is relaxing. Thank you. So it'll only attack me if I feel how I do feel right now. Fitbit's about to jump off my wrist because it thinks I'm working out too hard, but oh, okay, I'll calm down now that I know I'm attracting the attack.
Friday, September 19th, 2025. Yeah, Friday. Woo! And it's a little cooler out there. We got a high of only 83. There was a little bit of rain this morning, which was also kind of nice. Boy, oh boy. Although I still feel like this is a fall fake out.
Have we looked at the future?
Well, what are we going to consider to be like our second summer? Like over
the upper mid to upper 90s.
I don't think it's, well, no, we think we are going to have that again.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I think we are. I think. What are you seeing?
I mean,
you seeing
it? Mid-90s.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. 95 on Monday, 96 on Tuesday. Oh, I can't stand it. I'm over it.
I just want this.
I just want this. I want this. I want cooler than this.
You know,
and you know me.
That is unlike you.
I'm a summer guy.
Yeah.
I love the heat.
So what's going on?
I'm ready for fall. I'm ready for spooky season.
Oh, I see.
I was planning on putting up my Halloween decorations this weekend.
Oh.
Right.
But it'll be too warm.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think this weekend's going to be okay. 88. I mean, that's fine. That's a good temperature.
Okay.
For putting up decorations, especially if you do it in the morning.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. But I don't know. But then just to have it go almost to 100 degrees the next couple of days, that's not spiderweb weather.
No, certainly not.
No, you're going to make our pumpkins rot too fast.
Well, the pumpkins rot immediately.
Spray them with bleach.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're supposed to like spray them with bleach, like watered down bleach.
The inside or outside?
If you're going to carve it, then it's just that. Then you got,
that's what I meant.
If you're going to carve your pumpkin, you get like 2 or 3 days. But like,
I mean, if you're lucky.
Yeah. But like for regular pumpkins, uncarved, unpenetrated pumpkins, yeah, you give it a little bleach.
I feel like if you don't carve them, they last forever.
Somebody else was saying that too. And I
like
find
in the house?
That's not true. Like we had one pumpkin one time. I even remember the color. It was one of those grayish green pumpkins.
Yeah, those will last forever.
We had it in our dining room, and I picked my son up from elementary school. This is back when he was in elementary school, and we came home, and we walked in the house, and we both looked at each other, and we said, "What is that smell?" And we were looking around, trying to find it, and sure enough, we tracked it down, and it was that pumpkin, and that pumpkin, the bottom of it had rotted.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And it had started to leak its disgusting moldy guts all over the place.
That thing must have been old.
I don't think it was. It's not like it was like Thanksgiving. Like it was like...
I mean, I have had gourds.
Yeah.
And pumpkins, like the creepy, bumpy ones.
Yeah.
And I have had those live till Thanksgiving. From Halloween to Thanksgiving.
Maybe because they're smaller?
No, I get the big real...
You get those big bumpy gourds?
Yeah, I like to...
Katie, gross!
Yeah.
I always feel like those are so diseased. Like when you see pictures of what it looked like for people who had smallpox.
Yeah.
Ew, and then I think I'm going to get like that if I touch it.
And one of the things I might do this year is I might spray paint them black.
Okay. Oh, that's spooky.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then arrange.
Yeah, because you've got a whole new house with a whole new partner.
Yeah.
That has you have to take in all. You have to rethink everything. You're starting from the ground up.
Very fun.
I thought that was going to be me because we re-landscaped our front. So I was like, This is going to be chaos. This is a whole new world that we can discover for like seasonal decor. We've got steps and we've got grass. There is no limits.
Right.
But with what you're going through is way different.
I was driving in this morning and I was thinking, okay, we have like a little bar table in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do with her?
Sure.
What can I put on her?
Yeah. Probably some bumpy pumpkins.
Those are going right in the center.
Yeah,
that's going to be our center.
Bumpy pumpkins. Kevin, we didn't even talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, good. What'd you do last night?
Last night? What did I do last night? I don't remember.
Uh-oh.
Do you mostly go... What?
What are you going to judge me for? Do I mostly just go home and lay in my bed and wallow?
I'm not asking any more questions.
Right.
I was going to say, do you mostly just stay at home? Which, by the way, that's what I do. So it wouldn't have been a judgment. But then I thought, oh, wait, no, you go to so many card tournaments.
Oh.
I'm not putting up with your sass already today.
I didn't go to card tournaments yesterday.
I asked you earlier today how long you've had your car.
2 years.
And no,
when I started this job.
What did you say first?
I said...
F you!
That's true.
The response I get for how long have you had your car?
That's true.
F you! What?
It was an aggressive response to that question.
I have my guard up right now.
Why?
Right.
Why?
I don't know. You just got to always be ready for attacks.
What's going on? Are people attacking you?
People aren't attacking me today.
Who?
Okay. In this room?
No.
Outside this room?
Just the world.
The world? Oh, well, don't get me started on the state of the world.
Right.
It's not great.
Everyone just attacks people.
I wish we could talk about that. We're not gonna.
I am so glad we're not.
All right, let's switch gears. The Powerball was over $1 billion.
Yeah.
Did somebody win that?
I don't know, Dit.
I don't know.
Let's check. We stopped checking after the fourth time it wasn't pulled.
It kept going up. Kevin and I were actively playing it four times in a row. And I know people won lesser amounts. Like there are a couple hundred million people. But I don't know if anybody won the $1.3 billion jackpot.
Billion. Crazy.
With a B, and still not the highest jackpot we've ever had. Wow. But Kevin, a news report that I found out made me think we were doing it wrong all along.
What happened?
Listen to this.
Kari Edwards defied the odds, winning a Powerball jackpot.
This is Powerball.
I was shocked. I was surprised. I knew it was like a divine windfall.
The grandma isn't a big lotto player, but she sure won big this time. So how did she pick her winning numbers?
Great question. How did she pick her winning numbers?
Surely she used her grandkids' birthdays.
Well, she picked up her phone and used ChatGPT. Huh? ChatGPT, that's the popular artificial intelligence app.
So I had my buddy ChatGPT help me with the numbers.
Yes!
I'm pissed.
She asked ChatGPT, what are the winning lottery numbers? And ChatGPT gave her a bunch of numbers, and one of them won, and I think she won like $160,000.
Isn't this cheating?
I don't think so.
It's ChatGPT. It has to be connected to the lotto somehow.
Why? How?
I don't know. Technology. AI. He could hack some system.
You think they're all talking to each other?
I think so.
All these computers? I mean, if...
Is that how the numbers are pulled? Via computer? It's not those balls anymore?
No, it's all... It's Oh, maybe it is the ball. No.
Because how would anybody, the fact that people aren't saying, like, I don't trust that computer. They programmed it to give somebody the right numbers.
Maybe it is the balls.
Using two ball machines.
Two ball machines. But do computers run the ball machines now, or do they still have a pretty old lady pick them?
No, I think that they, suck them up and put them down a tube, right?
Oh, yeah, Katie's right.
So it's, okay, so it's like the bank. That's how we're picking our lottery numbers still, because we don't trust robots.
If you discovered these numbers or decided on these numbers because of ChatGPT,
yeah,
would you ever tell anybody?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Why?
I don't know. Yes.
She didn't do anything wrong.
I know, but that doesn't matter anymore.
Because she's got people like Kevin saying it's cheating somehow?
Yes.
Yeah, and then some people might get jealous and maybe hire a lawyer for AI to be like, hey, that was AI's winning.
What's AI going to do with the money?
The lawyer is going to represent AI.
Yeah.
Chat.
Uh-huh. Sorry, old lady. It's all ChatGPT's money.
ChatGPT cannot have money.
Oh, well.
They don't even have a bank account. It doesn't even, she, I don't know. I'm not sure what the pronoun is for ChatGPT.
I think you're just opening yourself up to conspiracy theorists ruining your life.
Let them. They can't. How would, I say that you get doxxed or something like that.
Right, exactly.
Okay, that's a good point. All right, so maybe if I did use ChatGPT, maybe I wouldn't say anything. But see, this is how stupid I am. I know how to use ChatGPT. What I don't know how to do is how to put specific numbers in the Powerball lottery thing.
I have to tell you something. I have no idea how to play the lottery.
So it's, I only recently did it, and I only do it when it hits like, $700-800 million. And it's, first of all, you need cash.
Oh.
Crazy.
You can't play lottery with credit card.
What about a debit card?
Debit cards can work.
Oh,
they do?
Yeah.
I was told that I needed cash.
You just tell them debit.
Oh, I have, so they saw
it goes directly from your bank. Anything that's cash, you can gamble with.
So they saw the card and just made an assumption that I'm low life that wants to gamble on credit.
Yeah.
Because I tried it.
They said, sorry, you can't buy lotto tickets with credit.
Okay. Well, then next time's going to be way different. And not just because I'm going to ask a robot what numbers are going to win.
Okay.
Okay.
So you go into a gas station?
Yep, gas station. Probably other places too. I think you can do it at a grocery store or CVS, but then you got to go to just like the vending machine, and I don't know how to do that. I barely know how to do it with a person where they do all the work for me, and I just go in and I say, hey, can I get $10 for the Powerball or $20 for the Powerball?
Oh, okay, you have to say Powerball.
Yeah. And then they go, okay, do you want to pick your numbers? And I'm like, no.
Oh.
And then they go beep bop boop, and then they give you a receipt, and then that's it.
And they auto pick it.
Yeah.
And what if you lose the receipt?
Well, that's it.
You lose.
Then you lose.
So there's no, like, record.
No.
I don't think so. I don't
that's
think
such
so.
A strange system. You don't get an email?
It does seem very, like, holdover from our old Carnival Barker days.
Yeah.
You know,
hold on to this.
Right. And do
for
not...
how long? Weeks?
Well, not weeks.
Well, you... when it doesn't hit, then it goes...
Do you gotta play again.
A new one.
You gotta play again.
Got it.
Every time it gets reset. Right? Yeah. Right, Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay. And now they have an app where you can just scan your ticket and see if you're a winner.
Yeah.
And automatically knows. I've only won like $4. But I haven't had ChatGPT pick my numbers. But then I gotta figure out, do I just tell them? Do you ever play specific numbers, Kevin?
I've done it one time, and I didn't win at all, so now I just randomize it.
So how do you do it? Do you tell them, or do you have to...
I hate telling them, because I feel like they're going to misclick it, but you can get the piece of paper that they have at the gas station, and you fill it in like a Scantron, so you bubble in your number.
Do you have to have your own pen?
Sometimes they provide pens, but most of the times, BYOP.
See, that sounds ridiculous. That sounds archaic, too. Go in and fill out a Scantron.
Go in. You lost me. Go in.
So there you go. If you want to be a millionaire or maybe even a billionaire, you got to start cozying up to ChatGPT.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We're going to go to Scotland for this next story. I know this is a Dropkick Murphys, but still, though, Scotland is the home of all kinds of wackadoo sports. If you don't know what I'm talking about, man, oh, man, we'll probably get into it, and I'll give you some examples coming up. But one of these sports has been infiltrated with cheaters.
Yep.
Tell the story, Katie. What'd you find?
A substantial amount of cheating has been going down at the Scottish Rock Skipping Championships.
What?
Yeah.
How do you cheat at rock skipping?
You get rocks that aren't necessarily the right shape, and you use machinery to shape them the right way to give you more of an advantage. People were also putting notches in them that would make it skip a little bit better.
What?
And a gentleman by the name of Dr. Matthews, who is also known as the Tossmaster.
Wow.
He said the judges heard rumors and murmurings of some nefarious deeds.
Yep.
And a whole bunch of people. Well, now here's the best part. He said there was a little stone doctoring. They'd shaped it to be perfectly circular and put notches in it. But here's how they determined who was cheating and who wasn't. They said, raise your hand if you've been cheating. And people just went, you got me.
Wow, well, they're so honest.
That's pretty nice. Hands. They're honest after the cheating. But you know what? I love that. Yeah. I do love that.
And now Dr. Matthews, the Taskmaster, did say the only problem with this is it is giving the world of competitive rock skipping a bad name.
Sure, it's a blight on the sport.
Right. Yeah. And to that, I would say, that's impossible. We didn't know it existed.
Listen, as silly as this is it really that much more different or that less athletic than bowling?
I mean, right.
Right.
Yeah. If anything, it seems harder. You could never get your ball back.
And there's always varying degrees of difficulty. Is it windy that day? How's the water looking?
And you're supposed to choose natural rocks from nature. You can't go get a custom rock like you can a custom bowling ball.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And every time you skip it, it's gone, baby, gone. You can't get it back.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You're putting all this effort into customizing a rock just to literally throw it away.
Yes.
Now, okay, Scotland does have... Here's some of the other sports that the Scots love.
Okay.
Log tossing.
Yeah, they do love to toss a wooden light pole.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's just a bit, you know those logs that you see, Kevin, on like a truck?
Yeah.
that killed us all in Final Destination.
Yeah.
They toss them.
Yeah. They literally pick them up.
They squat down and they have it like they're about to do a squat at the gym, and they go, yeah. And they throw it as high as they can and as far as they can. Like literally, like it's terrifying to watch. Like these guys are too big, and that would shouldn't be thrown like that.
Someone?
Well, they clear the space.
Everybody's real far away.
Oh my God.
Another one is they do wood chopping. A lot of wood, they hate wood, but like how fast can you like chop down a tree or something like that?
Okay.
They do, what's the other? They do like slingshot stuff. It's all stuff that you wouldn't think is around anymore, but sure enough, it is.
Here's my one of my favorite parts about this story. So this championship always takes place in a quarry that was flooded by a tidal wave in 1880.
So do you have to get a rock from that area?
They prefer it.
Prefer it?
Yeah. But when did competitive rock skipping start? Not until 1983.
You're kidding.
No. So this wasn't even like, this isn't even some sort of old-timey thing that people just continued to do. No. It started in the 80s. They had TV.
I'm flabbergasted.
I was too.
By that.
Yeah.
Who is also the person who came in second last year.
Flabbergasted.
Yeah. That's crazy. It, you know, it is one thing to, you know, it's, some would make the argument it's pretty sad to enter into a rock skipping competition. You know what's sadder?
What?
Cheating at a rock skipping competition.
Yeah.
You know, so, but, you know, good for them for at least fessing up.
Because imagine being the winner, knowing you cheated, and going to the pub and bragging about it.
There's
no pride in that.
There's no pride in that
right.
at all. You're going to take your, I don't know, $150 gift card to Best Buy. I don't know what you could win for something like that.
I think they win like
$15,000. $15,000?
Or maybe it's in euro. I don't know. Whatever their money is.
Okay.
It's not a small amount.
Kevin!
We need to get into rock skipping.
We should get into rock skipping, especially if most of them are cheaters and get disqualified. Maybe we could get some of this money.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that. Well, I take it all back.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're, listen, Rock Skipping
Go Pro.
League.
Go Pro.
Yeah. If you're listening, we know you are. Kevin and I are coming for you, and we appreciate in getting inducted into the league.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Roll another.
All right. So there is an activity that has increased by quite a large margin amongst our parents' generation. And if you know the song, you pretty much know what it is. And it's marijuana use. I was gonna clean my
room. Here
it comes. Yeah. Huh. This is all of our meemaws and papas right now.
Now, okay, why do we think this is?
Well, I can tell you. Well, I don't know if the true motive is out there, but I can go over some of the stuff. This is amongst people in America 65 years and or older, there's been a 46% increase in marijuana use. The increase comes as marijuana has now become legal in 40 states, so it's easier to get. So that's one reason.
Oh, for sure.
A lot of people are using it for medical purposes. 24 states allow it for recreational purposes. And, quote from somebody from this, a good solution to a lot of medicinal issues are one thing, such as PTSD, pain issues. I can vouch for that one.
Yeah.
Relaxation issues, brain disorders, heart disease. However, we have found that people of that generation, some are trying it for the first time and they just enjoy it. And listen.
See, I'm surprised to hear that they're doing it for the first time.
My mom swears that she's never smoked weed.
I believe that.
I believe it too.
Yeah. I would have guessed that these are people that did smoke weed in like college.
Yeah.
But it was so frowned upon then and illegal that as they got older, they stopped doing it and now they can do it again. That's what I would have thought.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I wish my mom would smoke weed.
Really?
Oh.
I think Rosemary would love it.
Oh, she would not love it. It'd be funny. It'd be funny to watch. She would not love it.
Why wouldn't she love it?
She likes to feel in control.
Okay, but I've seen my mom tipsy. My mom says she's never been drunk, but I've seen my mom drunk.
Yeah.
But I mean, not like stupid drunk, but like fun drunk.
Oh, you've seen her after two glasses of wine.
And like if anybody, like my brother, he's, let's just call him an expert on certain things medicinal. Okay. He could find the right edible, something that she would already like a fig or something, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, and mom, all you have to do is just eat not the whole fig and prosciutto, but just have like a sliver of it, okay? And I got you some Prosecco to wash it down.
Okay, wait a second.
And we're just going to sit here. We're going to put on Downton Abbey. Yes.
Why do you think that she never has?
She said, well, okay, what are you saying? My mom's a liar?
No, I'm saying like, why do you think she hasn't?
Hasn't smoked weed?
Yeah, like what has kept her from smoking weed?
I think Rosemary, my mother, thought it was for lowlifes.
Oh. And your brother Ben.
Oh, man, I'll tell you this. It's not often, but there are times where my mom and my brother hang out and they do something and I feel like I have FOMO. If my brother got my mom high for the first time, if you're just joining us, this isn't just my family, it's probably yours too. There's a 46% increase in people 65 and older getting high on weed. If they got high without me, I would be so mad.
Would you?
So mad. I'd never forgive my brother. Like, I just want to be there for the conversation because my mom and my brother and I have funny conversations anyway, because every time my mom sees us, she has an article cut out from the newspaper, for us. I can only imagine like what she would have like, okay, guys,
what she would cook.
Oh, I don't know if we'd let her near that. Well, no, we would. We would definitely would. But then, like, I could just see her being like, guys, I'm feeling really close to you right now. And I wasn't going to do this, and it never occurred to me till right now. But I would like us each to read aloud from the new Stanley Tucci book.
Which she no doubt has on her coffee table this second.
Katie, she's photocopied pages of it to give to me, okay? And and my brother and I would absolutely be like, absolutely, Mom, let's do it. Let's go. And I would have the book open, and at one point or another, they'd be like, eating some pizza in Napoli reminds me of having my children on the beach for the first time.
And then she'd hold on, and then she'd cross her legs, she'd close the book, okay? She'd close the book, she'd put both her forearms, she'd put the book on her knee,
yeah,
her both forearms on the book, and look at you and say, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, and then I'd go, I know, Mom! And then that would make my brother cry, and then all of us would cry.
Let me tell you, for as long as my parents went to Burning Man, I am just thrilled that all they're doing is weed. That is the best news I could hear.
916-909-1065. Let us know if your parents have started doing. Wow, what a boomer I sound like.
Yeah,
doing the marijuana.
Doing drugs.
And let us know, honestly, how has it been going for
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your parents.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
And it's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call. And we're talking to Susan this morning. Good morning, Susan.
Hi.
Hi. So you have a boyfriend and his name is Steve. And how long have you guys been together?
A little over a year.
Okay. And you do not live together, right?
No. We don't, but we stay over at each other's places all the time.
Okay, that's great. And he stays at your place. It goes back and forth.
Yeah.
So you were at his place for a weekend, and he has a dog, and the dog was acting strange. Tell us what happened.
Yes. So, Steve had to go away on a business trip. He went to a convention, and he says, hey, can you watch my dog while I'm gone? I'm like, sure. I get along great with the dog. So I was there, and the first night, he was acting really weird. He was just, like, laying around and panting. So I took him to the vet, and the vet said, oh, he swallowed something. So they gave him something to force him to throw up, and he did. And he threw up a sock.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was, like, a pink ankle sock, like an athletic ankle sock. And I don't wear, first of all, I don't wear pink socks. And second of all, I don't wear athletic socks.
Okay. So the dog throws up a girl's sock, and you talk to your boyfriend, Steve, about it, I'm guessing.
Yes, I did.
And what did he say?
Well, he said, you know, the dog could have eaten it anywhere. So I thought it was so weird, and I'm not 100% sure that I believe him.
All right, so we're going to put you on hold. Katie's going to call Steve. We're going to offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to and what he writes on the card. You'll be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you, okay?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Steven, please?
Who is this?
This is Melinda with, and I'm calling today with a special gift.
Okay, Melinda, you know, I'm in the middle of something right now, so maybe you can.
It's actually, I'll make this very brief. So we are offering a free long stem red roses. This is just
offering roses. What's going on? Who are you?
Actually, Steve, none of that was real. This is Gavin, and that is actually Katie. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. It's a morning radio show, and you're on a segment we do called War of the Roses. And we try to see if you were given free roses, who you would send them to. And we do it because listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Susan, who's back on. Susan, are you there?
What?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, and the reason we do this is because one partner has some doubts as the fidelity of the other one. It's a relationship test.
What's going on? What the f*** is going on?
Explain what's happening.
So the dog threw up that ankle sock, and it's not my sock, and I know we talked about it, and it's just bugging me so much, and I just had to know.
She could have picked it up anywhere. Come on.
But I mean,
you see the dog park we go to? It's a dump. Like, people are
Why do you bring your dog there, then?
It's probably the closest one.
It is. It's not a lot of choice, you know?
I just wanted to be sure.
Susan, can I ask you a question? Do you have anything else that's making you feel uneasy in this relationship? Because I'm wondering, is this really the only thing, the sock?
I mean, honestly, yes.
It's just, it was a sock. It's a small little thing. We just got to let it go, all right? Just let it go.
I do have to say, Steve, like, you're... At first, I did think, like, you're being a little confrontational, or, like, you've got your dander up a little bit too much over this. But then the more I'm thinking about it, the more I'm like, no, I get it. I get why he would be reacting like this, because this is an extreme. War of the Roses is extreme, I feel like, to do in a relationship. Like, it should be a last resort.
Yeah.
This isn't a last resort situation, Susan. I mean, if you have no other doubts and... The explanation is at the very least plausible, let alone believable. I mean,
yeah, and you don't feel it in your gut somehow,
yeah,
you know,
like, just,
well, I mean, look at you guys. It's just, I had a bad experience before with being cheated on, and it just,
there it is.
I guess it just triggered that whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm not him. I'm not him. That's all I got to say, all right?
I mean...
And I'm sorry. It just triggered me, and I just went into a spiral.
Yeah.
Aww.
But you were in a spiral for a pretty long time without talking to Steve about it, you know, and then to end up on
War of the
Roses. No, it
sounds like they did talk about it
before. But for her to still be stewing about it since they had that conversation, you know, anyway, I feel like this is a good place to end this. Steve, just keeping that reassurance, I'm not him.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good response. I like that. All right. So you guys are good, right?
Yeah. I think we do have to talk, and yeah.
Okay. All right. War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is the game of concentration. No repeats or hesitations. We did it. And we are playing for our last pair of tickets for Katie's Ladies Lunch Edition. She's taking everybody to the restaurant Pazza Notte, and then you're going to go see the musical Anne Juliet.
Lovely ladies' lunch.
And Anne Juliet features, it's not a traditional musical. It's like a bunch of songs that we
pop
play.
Pop songs, yeah.
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 Set to, it's a sequel to Romeo and Juliet?
I think it's Juliet's perspective. I can't remember.
Okay, that sounds fun. And Katie?
If I need to see it, so
not,
I'll know.
Not you, Katie, but this Katie. Katie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hi, Katie. Welcome to the show. You're caller 17.
So, hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Now, you're going to be playing, who do you want to play for you in concentration?
Katie.
Yeah.
Of course.
Katie's got to stick
together. It's got to. All right. Katie, do you want to give Katie any pieces of advice?
No, just own it like we always do.
Own it like you always do. And that means by default, Donna, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Kevin is going to be playing for you. All right. Kevin, anything you want to tell Donna to reassure her that you got this win?
I have to tell her something?
Okay, Donna, he can't come up with anything, so encourage him.
Okay, no problem. Kevin, I know you got this. My son's name is Kevin.
Her son's
name is Kevin. Oh, my God, it's like I'm playing for you.
That's beautiful. Wow. All right.
That's beautiful.
Katie and Donna are now on hold.
Oh, my God.
The five-minute timer starts now. We lobby back and forth on categories until one of you repeats, hesitates, or says something that doesn't apply. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Who would like to start?
Well, I won last time, so Kevin should start.
Okay. Kevin. Category.
Hey.
Things found in a classroom. Go.
A pencil.
A pencil sharpener.
Eraser.
Ruler.
Whiteboard.
Paper.
Whiteboard markers.
Crayons.
Computer.
pens.
A projector.
Mouse pad.
Alphabetical posters.
Cubbies.
Mathematical formulas.
Backpacks.
Shoes.
That was hesitation.
I'm pissed.
I got that was a good one though.
She rolled her eyes at mathematical formulas.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Right.
I didn't say anything.
Math.
Right. I didn't say anything.
Point goes to Katie. Here we go, Kevin. You get to start again. Types of hats. Go.
Hat.
Types of hats.
There's different types of hats.
Bucket hat. Baseball hat.
That's what you meant. Ah.
Beanie.
Well, that's bad because I'm not a hat person.
That's the
You're right.
That's so mean.
How could that possibly exist for anybody else?
Right.
Wow. 2 points to Katie already. All right,
Ew.
Here we go. Maybe you need to try this one on.
Name Asian food. I'll get that.
All right.
That seems unfair.
Famous Asian boys named Kevin. Go, no. Here we go. Elements on the periodic table.
Yes!
Come on, Kevin!
Go.
Hydrogen.
Gold.
Helium.
Peroxide?
No, because peroxide is a compound element.
Point goes to Kevin.
The scientist.
All right, here we go. Katie, you get to start this one. We're playing concentration. Name states with a coastline on the Atlantic Ocean.
New York.
Maine.
Florida.
Rhode Island.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I was running out. I was just going off the
tip. Wow.
Virginia?
Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Maryland.
Would West Virginia
New Jersey?
No, West Virginia.
Yeah, that's landlocked.
And just like that, we're all tied up.
Wow. That was so quick.
All right. Here we go. We're halfway through our timer on concentration. Katie, you start this one.
Okay.
Ice cream flavors.
Vanilla.
Strawberry.
Chocolate.
Rocky Road.
Mint chip.
Cookies and cream.
Cookie dough.
Sorbet.
Metropolitan. No! Ah! Sorbet is a type of ice cream flavor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go
what?
Get it.
Sorbet is its own
Rainbow
thing.
Rainbow sorbet.
That is not
ice cream.
That's a... What? Sorbet's ice cream. They sell it at Leatherby's.
But it's not a flavor.
Yes, it is, bitch. Well, you should have buzzed me then, huh?
Well, I did.
No, you buzzed Katie. So
buzzed.
Point Kevin. Or we drop it.
Buzzed after the fact. Katie gets the point.
Yeah, I'm going to give Katie the point on
what
that.
The?
Yeah.
Everyone text in. Is sorbet flavor?
First of all, is it sorbet?
Don't talk to me.
All right, you're wasting time. Here we go. Kevin, you start this one.
Yeah.
Animals that can swim. Go.
Bears.
Alligators.
Crocodiles.
Whales.
Water bugs.
Dolphins.
Animals. You're the worst.
I'm not even animals.
Dolphins don't.
Dolphins don't what?
Bye.
Okay. All right.
You guys are so mean.
Kevin, you're not out of this.
Look.
Why are we mean?
I want to check text messages. See if I was right.
Text messages. Here we go. Kevin, you start this one. You ready?
Will.
All right, here we go. Things that are purple. Go.
Eggplant.
Hats.
Barney.
Shoes.
A shirt.
Octopus?
Those are pink.
Okay. I'm not going to give you that
You
one.
Hesitated on the buzzer.
All right, here we go. Why don't you think about it as much as you guys do? All right, here we go. Katie, you start this one
there
off.
There are hella purple octopus.
Where?
It's fine.
Where? Let me see, babe.
It's fine.
All right.
It's fine. I saw him at the Monterey
Bay Aquarium. No, this is AI, stupid. I'm so mad at you.
I don't think it is. It's on NationalGeographic.com, you dumb bitch.
Literally AI.
Ironically, they're sorbet flavored. Here we go.
Okay.
It's 4-3. We only have a little bit of time left. Here we go. Katie starts this one. Gender neutral names.
Oh, no.
Taylor.
Tyler.
Jordan.
Tyler is not.
I know a girl named Tyler. We're going to go through this again.
I can keep going.
Girls named Tyler, please text in.
All right, keep going then. All right, keep going then.
Right.
Tyler, I said Jordan.
What?
You
she said
Tyler.
Jordan.
Okay.
I said Jordan.
Stop stall.
Right.
Okay.
All right. There we go. I'm buzzing.
I'm so mad.
You should be mad. Stay mad, bitch.
She had time.
The final score, 5-3. Katie wins.
That's fine. I'll let Katie win. It's her girls' night anyway.
And Katie, are you there?
6-3.
I'm still here.
All right. Congratulations. That was a dirty win, I guess, according to text messages. But Yeah, all right.
I love this text message.
What does it say?
Kevin was robbed.
Kevin was robbed.
Was robbed of what? His dignity? He gave that away.
All right, Katie, stay on hold. We got to get your information, but have a great time with Katie and all the other ladies at Pazzanote for lunch, and then Anne Juliet at the Safe Credit Performing Arts Center.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She is well rested and she is ready for a fight. Huh? Let's play. Are you smarter than Katie? Da, 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 da. We're in our rebuilding era right now, so the jackpot is $60. Don't let that fool you, though. She's going to treat it like it's $6,000, yeah. All right? And we got a battle of Rockland this morning as Katie from Rockland faces off against Hugo from Rockland.
Well, well, well.
Hello, Hugo.
Hello, Gavin and Katie.
All right.
Kevin.
And
thank
Kevin,
you.
And
almost
Kevin.
Forgot me.
All right, Katie's leaving the studio. I have 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to roll?
I am ready to roll. We'll see how I do.
All right, question one. Uber Eats is finally ready to officially launch test markets for their drone delivery service. As of right now, the only states where this will be tested are Texas and North Carolina, but that's just for now. Which of those two became a state first?
North Carolina.
Question two. Harrison Ford stormed out of the Emmy Awards, according to eyewitnesses, and now we know why. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for the show Shrinking, and he was super pissed because he lost and he felt humiliated. Wow. Who is his co-star in Shrinking?
I've never watched that show. Let's just go with Brad Pitt.
Question three. Shaq is now the general manager of Sacramento State's basketball program, and he's putting them on the map by doing a scrimmage with the University of New Orleans. The basketball team's general manager there is rapper Master P. How about that, Kevin?
That's exciting.
The game will be in New Orleans on October 18th. What is the Sac State mascot?
It's Perky the Hornet.
Question four. Cardi B announced that she's pregnant with NFL player Stephon Diggs' baby, but she said she will be raising the baby alone. And that might have something to do with the fact that Stephon Diggs is currently also fighting paternity for another baby that was just born.
Oh, boy.
What a guy. How many Super Bowl wins does Stephon Diggs have? Zero, one, or two?
I didn't even need the options. It's zero.
Dang, Hugo.
Question five. ABC has not made a decision yet if they're going to fire Jimmy Kimmel or not after President Trump and his FCC had pressured to get his suspension, but Kimmel may not be waiting around to find out. He has been meeting with his lawyers to try to find ways to get out of his contract and quit. If he only gets 10% of his contractual departure, if he breaks his contract, and it's $8 million, how much does he get?
$8 million. I'm going to go with $800,000.
All righty. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And Hugo, what do you do for a living?
I am a high school counselor over at Wheatland Union High School.
Wheatland Union High School. You are a counselor, a guidance counselor, right?
School counselor. We school counselor. That name.
Okay, school counselor. I love it. You've got school counselor energy.
Oh.
You make me want to go in there and talk about how I've been bullied and I broke up with my girlfriend. Yeah. What else do you guys do? I don't like my teacher.
Oh.
But we get those a lot. We always get kids wanting to change their schedules and just making sure that they're graduating. It's fun.
I love it. I love it. All right, Hugo, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Question one, Uber Eats is ready to officially do their test market launch for their drone delivery service. I can see you doing this.
Oh, trying to get my stuff via drone?
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah. As of right now, the only states they're doing it in are Texas and North Carolina. But again, that they're just testing it now.
Feels like it. Those are the places they're shoot them out of the sky.
Which which of those two states became a state first?
Between North Carolina and
Texas?
Texas. Oh, North Carolina.
That is correct. Yeah. Question two, Harrison Ford. He stormed out of the Emmy Awards. Did you see that story?
No.
Stormed out of the Emmy Awards, and now we know why. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for the show Shrinking.
Okay.
And he was pissed that he lost. He lost to, like, a guy that nobody's ever heard of before. He said that he felt humiliated. It's like, you'd think you'd be better at this by now.
No, this is some real Harrison Ford energy.
I guess that's true.
You know? He always seems mad.
Yeah. Stormed out of there and said, God, I can't wait to get in my plane and crash.
Yeah.
Who is his co-star in the show Shrinking?
Jason Segel. Such a good show.
That show is excellent, by the way. Anybody who hasn't seen it should watch it. Question three. Shaq is the general manager of Sac State's basketball program. You know that. Well, he's putting them on the map by doing a scrimmage with the University of New Orleans, because the basketball team's general manager there is rapper Master P.
And why does that matter?
Well, it's a scrimmage
Were they going to do it anyway?
No.
They never do that.
They never do. And it's to get them on television. They said they're going to look at the talent and stuff like that. But it puts eyes on the players on a national level.
I guess so.
It's good for the players. I'll say this. Yes. It's good for the players.
Yeah. Okay.
And good for the schools, too. What's Sac State's mascot?
Herky!
That's right. Herky the Hornet.
Stingers up. Man, nobody bullies Kevin like Herky.
No. We don't know why.
And we don't know why.
But Herky and Kevin have a real love-hate relationship.
I wouldn't even do anything.
When we see Herky and he sees Kevin,
man,
he zeroes it off.
He comes over, gives Katie and I hugs, and then just an aggressive point right at Kevin.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a hornet, you know? He's ornery. Question four, Cardi B announced that she's pregnant with NFL player Stephon Diggs' baby, but she said she's going to be raising that baby alone.
Oh, no.
And might have something to do with the fact that Stephon Diggs is currently fighting paternity for another baby.
Well, why would that stop him from being there for Cardi's baby?
Just doesn't seem like being a dad's his thing. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
How many Super Bowl wins does Stephon Diggs have? 0, 1, or 2?
I feel like this is a trick question.
3 seconds.
0?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not really a trick question when that's one of the options, but.
But saying how many wins does he have makes it seem like he does have wins.
You're right. Question five, ABC hasn't made their decision on whether or not they're going to fire Jimmy Kimmel or not after he was got political pressure to get suspended, but Kimmel says he may not be waiting around to find out. He's been meeting with his lawyers to figure out a way to get out of his contract and quit. One of the ways that he's thinking about doing it is he's got something in his contract that says he can't do anything for the competition.
Okay.
And him and Stephen Colbert allegedly have been talking about having Kimmel on Colbert as a guest while Colbert finishes up the last.
To get himself fired.
Yeah, yeah.
I do think if you intentionally get yourself fired to get out of a contract, you can be sued, but.
I don't know. I guess that's why he's meeting with his lawyers. Yeah. But anyway, if he only gets 10% of his contractual departure clause, if he breaks his contract and it's $8 million, what does he get?
$8 million and he's getting 10% of that?
Yeah.
That can't be right.
Not for a second.
$800?
$800 what? $1,000?
Oh.
Look at
wow.
You. Check out the big brain on Brad. Wow, that's amazing. Hugo, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Final score. You got 4, but Katie got all 5, right?
Wow. With a percentage question.
Wowie wow. Hugo, what is it you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Katie.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Lisa this morning. That's not her real name. This is not her real voice. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
This dirty little secret is funny and scandalous. And frankly, I'm shocked that more women have not thought to do this yet. Or maybe they are. I don't know. But Lisa, go ahead and tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
So I had a baby and I had stopped breastfeeding, but I did not tell my job that. So I have been having breaks, like 2 or 3 in a day, just to kind of relax.
Sure.
And they think I'm pumping.
Wow. Wow.
I support this.
Okay. Not that it's that I would expect you to like show people your milk or anything like that, but do you still carry like a pump around with you
question.
As like a prop?
Yeah. So like I keep it either in like the lactation room or at my teacher, so I keep it in my classroom.
Smart.
You're a teacher too.
You've gotta take the appropriate steps to keep the lie alive.
Yeah, but like if they ever say anything like, oh well, we look in the fridge and your milk's not there, I would just like, oh well, I had to pump and dump. I had a few drinks the night before.
I mean, some pumps also, not that I'm here to help you with this lie, but some pumps you have a little pouch that holds all your milk that keeps it cool also. So you could be like, mm-hmm. I didn't want it in there the last time. Somebody's food made it smell weird.
Or so how about also, don't look at my milk. Here's why I am absolutely fine with this. If you're a smoker, you're allowed to step out and have a little breaky break, what, every hour or two? And maybe it's not as long as pumping, but this is a woman who very recently gave birth, then went back to Earth to help our children learn. She's exhausted.
Let's go back to that point, though, about helping our children learn. Do you take these breaks at a time when you are supposed to be teaching kids?
So there's a one, and it's like the beginning of class, and it's like 10 minutes I take, but majority of the times I take it is when we have like teacher meetings that I don't want to go to.
Smart.
Okay, now meetings I completely agree with. I think that the percentage of meetings that are crucial in any workplace is less than 5%.
You don't think that people that are teachers need a couple of breaks, couple extra breaks?
I do, but not at the expense of the students, not at the expense of class. Don't you start that. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Fine.
That's the same argument that people are like, my kid's going to be fine if we go on vacation for a week.
They are going to be fine then,
too. You don't know anything. You don't know anything. You have no idea what they're going to miss that week. Everything's scheduled out. I'm not getting into it.
But here's what I know that a teacher that has energy and excitement is better for kids. And if that means that she gets a little bit of a break to get herself back together, then that is a benefit.
All right. So Lisa, again, this is the dirty little secret. And Lisa's dirty little secret is she is no longer breastfeeding, but she doesn't tell anybody at work that she's no longer pumping, but she continues to take pumping breaks. Okay. Does somebody fill in for you when you have to take these breaks?
Yes, it's normally someone from admin.
You would be livid if somebody was deceiving you to do their work.
I would be upset if they didn't tell me. If somebody was just like, here's what I'm doing, I'd be like, girl, take your time. I got you. It's fine. You have a newborn at home.
Okay.
I would just want somebody to tell me so I could have their back.
Lisa, how long do you plan on doing this? Because some people breastfeed for years.
I was hoping to do this until my baby turns about one.
How far away are we?
I don't want to give myself away.
Yeah. Don't give yourself away. Don't give yourself away.
Okay, do we think...
Roughly 6 to 4 months.
Okay, so it's not the rest of the year.
No.
Well, I guess, no, actually, it is the rest of the year.
It'll be fine.
Wow. Okay, does everybody get a break? Shouldn't everybody get a break?
Yeah, but you can't have one.
Why?
Don't talk to me about it. I don't make these rules.
Why can't everybody have a break?
Everybody should get a break, but I'm not the person making the rules, so you gotta find a way to get your breaks.
Text in to 916-909-1065 with whatever opinion you have about this. Lisa, thank you so much for your dirty little secret. And
I support you.
Yes, Katie supports
also,
you.
Also, my milk is coming in and I too need to go pump.
Thank you.
It's time for this. Katie, tell everybody what the rules are.
We are going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words from the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses of the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
That's right. Sing along. And it's time for the No Name Movie Game.
106.5.
The end.
Okay.
Let's start with Jen. No, that's not Jen. This is Jen. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
All right, so you chose Kevin to be your partner in the No Name Movie Game. You have 45 seconds on the clock. Katie already went over the rules. And are you ready to play?
Yes.
Kevin, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
Time starts now.
This is a video game kids play, but it turned into a what?
Minecraft?
Yeah!
What?
Oh, my God. Okay. Fe is the periodic symbol for what element?
Oh, my God.
Lead?
No, Fe.
Fe. I don't know.
It's like a...
something else.
Okay, something else. Okay.
What a clue.
It right. is a clue. Wait till I tell you what it is.
It is.
This is a horror movie. She like changes her body or something like that. Like she's old, but then she turns into a younger self.
Oh.
She won an award for it?
Demi Moore. Demi Moore. I can't think of the name.
So, okay. So the Substance was that one.
Substance.
And okay. With Kevin quizzing you on his clue, that he was trying to get you to say the word iron.
Yes.
Oh. Iron.
Or iron giant. Oh,
okay. All right. Well, you got 1 point. So but, listen, we're going to put you on hold. The bar is set for one. And yeah. Now let's talk to Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning. Hey. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. All right, so I am your partner. We got 45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to play, Tony?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
All righty. Time starts now. Okay, do you know this is a building with a bunch of stores inside of it?
A mall?
Yes, and they're not mice. They're bigger mice.
Rats?
Yeah, put it together.
Ballet.
Yes, there we go. Okay, another word for a knife.
Blade.
Yes, and then if you're in a marathon, you are a
Blade Runner.
Yes!
Wow.
There we go. This is a Pixar movie about a robot that falls in love with another robot.
Wally.
Yes, there we go. Okay, if you're somebody that goes to a building to make sure that it is tidy, you are the...
The cleaner.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Wow! That was incredible, Tony!
Awesome.
Was that four or five?
That was four.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Oh. Count them. All right. Jen, you can hang up as the bar is now set by Tony for four. We're playing for Esquire IMAX tickets, which, by the way, that's where they are going to have... Apollo 13 randomly, but also the new horror football movie Him, which I saw last night. It's a very interesting movie. All right, here we go. Matt, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, you pick Katie. You have to beat four for these tickets. Are you ready?
All right, let's do this.
Okay.
Katie?
Yes.
Hit it.
This is a Disney princess that lived with seven little men.
Oh.
This is white
Snow
stuff.
White.
Okay, very good.
One.
I see dead people. Oh boy, not fifth, but
Sixth Sense.
Yes. Okay.
Two.
This is a orange little fish, and one of his what? Any
Nemo.
Full what, title.
Finding Nemo.
Okay.
Finding Nemo.
Three.
Opposite of south.
North.
Okay. Opposite woman.
North boy. No. North man.
Yes. Okay.
Four.
This is what comes out of a gun.
Bullets.
And this goes choo choo.
Bullet train.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm so mad.
I don't believe it.
I'm so mad.
How did that happen, Kevin?
Right. I don't know.
It seemed like you guys were playing in slow motion.
It did. Yes.
I don't know how, but Matt, congratulations. You win
thank you.
The no-name movie game.
That felt
good. I give a shout-out to my boys here with me. They're
of
Christopher
course.
And Giovanni.
What are their names?
Christopher and Giovanni. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Christopher and Giovanni.
You guys going to school?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. All right, have a great day at school. Matt, I do not recommend taking them to see the horror movie Him playing at the Esquire IMAX Theater, but you can go, and you can go for free. You got tickets. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. Congratulations. How about that?
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
I found this list, and I thought this was interesting. These are things that are modern stressors that past generations didn't have to deal with.
Ooh.
In fact, didn't even know how to think about them, let alone deal with them.
Okay.
Okay? Fake news and deep fakes.
Oh, yeah.
Like the concept of like going back in time to like the 1980s and telling people it's going to be a very real concern where there could be a video on the internet of somebody saying something and you don't know if it's
true
real
or not.
Yeah. How about texting and returning a text and making sure you send a thoughtful text and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, before it's just like if you took the time during the Civil War to take a quill and ink to parchment, and then write out your thoughts to your dearest Hannah and send it back from Antietam, then sit there and be like, It's been a fortnight and I haven't heard back from her.
Oh boy, I hope that exclamation point had the right tone.
I was told from Jimmy Walker that she read it and she left me on read. I don't know if the courier...
I do hope that the postmaster was able to find her in time.
I sure hope I hear from her before my day's end or this war's end, one of the two.
Okay, can you imagine the stress of messing up what you're writing and then having to, like, scratch it out or start over?
Yeah, crumble it up, throw it away. And then crumbling up a piece of paper which had to be made by hand.
Yeah.
Because I gotta tell you, I have seen actual Civil War letters.
Yeah.
There's not stuff scratched out.
I know. That's the crazy part. They write slow. That's what I find. Everybody wants to believe that they're like the most important, right? Yeah. And there is something about the people that are alive on Earth right now that they can't stand the idea that this wasn't the hardest time in the world to live.
Yeah.
And people love the idea of struggle for some reason.
Right.
Listen to what you just said.
Yeah.
In order to contact your dearest Hannah, whom you hope has not married away by her father.
Because somebody told her you were dead.
Right. Or has developed some sort of, I don't know, influenza and it's going to kill her.
Yeah.
You have to find paper that was pressed and made at your camp.
Right.
And then use quill and ink to send a letter.
Right. Otherwise, what? Shout at the clouds?
In a war you didn't want to be a part of anyway.
Right.
But all the boys in your town had to go.
Right. Right.
So spare me the, this is the worst time in history.
Yeah. Great point.
Thank you.
Sorry you were triggered by a TikTok.
Oh my God. Anytime I see that, I always respond and just go, you know, people used to own other people.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So like in the grand scheme of history, at least in this country, we're kind of doing okay compared to some other generations.
Just think about how put out you get when you sweat. And now imagine that that was every minute of your life.
And everybody around you.
I think about that all the time with Sacramento. This air conditioning is a relatively new invention, and we've lived here for centuries.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I mean, well, it was a hotter, but marginally. I mean, they still had 105 degrees days when we were panning for gold.
Right.
Like, imagine, you don't like leaving for lunch and walking to your favorite sandwich shop.
I don't like that in the month of September, I have to ask myself in the morning, if I wear something warm now, am I going to be hot later?
Right.
Right.
Man, I didn't even get to most of the things on this list.
Well, you didn't have to.
I guess I didn't have to. Because you know what? Who cares? The fact that we have to worry about cyber criminals, I'll still take that over a bandit that just shows up with a handkerchief over his face, so I'll never know who it is.
And guess what? If I was in the Wild West, I'd have two options.
Right.
I could be some sort of saloon singer, or I'd have to be a whore.
In either case, you're a whore. Right.
Well, at least they'll call me.
And then if the bandit hits me with his gun, which now I have a cut head, might get infected and I die because penicillin hasn't been invented.
Yeah.
He could take everything I own because it's in my pockets.
Right. And if you're lucky and you're a young girl, maybe you got a silk ribbon for Christmas.
Right.
And you have to say, oh, mama and papa, this was too generous.
How did you ever afford it?
We can't afford this.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the worst for us is, you know, if your credit card gets stolen or something and you go, oh my God, now I have to send an email to the FDIC and the bank to get my money back.
I was just going to say, the worst we have to deal with is a notification from Credit Sesame that says my score dropped 5 points.
Right. Whereas back in the day, you had to go beg the local oil baron.
Again, that's where the saloon singing comes in.
And he goes, okay, I'll bail you out this time, but you got to give me your daughter. You're faced with the very real decision.
Everybody starves, or you got to hand over Hannah.
Right. We're all back to Hannah again. That's how the Civil War soldier found out that she's not his wife anymore. Yeah.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Do you know what a glow up is?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's a define glow up?
It's when you used to be like kind of like ugly looking, and then as you grow up, you like came out as beautiful.
Right. And there's a trend on TikTok right now of women making videos of their boyfriend's glow up. Not because of what their boyfriend accomplished on their own or through age or anything like that. It's because of what they did to them that made them hot. And I have a problem with this. 916-909-1065. There's already a text message that came in that says, Gavin, it's not that deep. Well, first of all, if I didn't take things too seriously, you wouldn't have a show to listen to. Second of all, I think that it is. Because here's the thing. Posting a video of your boyfriend with the intention of showing how ugly or ill-dressed or fat or whatever at the beginning of your relationship, and then boasting about how hot he is now, is gross on almost every front. I think it just is. Imagine the genders were reversed on this. And imagine if the trend on TikTok was guys posting videos of how unattractive their girl was when they started dating until you changed them. Look at the clothes I'm putting her in now. I made her go to the gym. She got her teeth done. Now she does this. Now she does that. I am an artist.
Okay, I have some very bad news for you.
Well, I don't like bad news, so that's be good.
Okay, well, that is already a trend.
No, it's not.
Absolutely is.
That's disgusting.
Google black husband effect.
Black husband effect?
Yes. And it and there's black wife effect, too, where generally it's when, like, you have a black husband and a white wife or a white husband and a black wife, and they show pictures of what they were like before they were with their husband and how, like, much more fashionable they are, how they're a little, like, dress a little edgier.
So this is different because, and this is according to the official definition, it's similar but different. And what that is highlighting is this is according to the definition, not my opinion. It's a social media trend where a person is highlighting how their dating partner is implementing the black heritage.
That's not at all what it is.
Well, that's...
No, it says right here, the black wife effect is a recent social media trend in which black women showcase the before and after of their partners.
I mean, that's gross. I guess it's a little different because it's a culture as opposed to attractiveness.
But it is based.
But that's gross.
But
that's
it's not
gross?
Based on a culture. It is exactly what you're describing. It was I look cooler and better now because of my partner. When I go out, I look cooler and better now because of my partner. D'Lo buys my clothes for me. Now, granted, at work, I look like a, scumbag. But when we go out, I have much better style now. Thanks, Dan.
And that's a fine thought to have, but to make a video posting about it is so weird. It's so gross.
I think that you are taking it as if somebody did it to you. If other people aren't offended by it, then let them do it.
What if they did it for themselves? I would be fine with that. I think it's weird, but I think I'd be fine with it.
You don't
okay?
think these men in these videos where that the women are saying, look at my guy before and now look at him, feel so much better about themselves? And their wife is, I mean, you could look at it a different way and say, like, my wife is showing me off because I look so good.
I don't, first of all, I think that's a weird thing to do. Okay.
Why?
I just do. I think it's weird to be like, check out my hot partner.
I
think
like
it's weird. I know you do. I think it's weird. But I do think though that if you're doing it about somebody else, yeah, maybe you will hurt their feelings. Like, man, they were just some dumb, ugly, awkward, fat, misdressed loser till I came along.
I feel like you're putting a lot of adjectives on there.
Well, I'm trying to cover the whole basis for everything that can be in the before video. It's like
exist.
Two or three of those. That's kind of the thing. Text messages coming into 916-909-1065. And you can call us, too. I made my man fatter by being with him.
Yeah, well, that'll do it. Yes, fair.
if it is a problem, I don't have it. My then boyfriend, now husband. Oh God. And then where'd the rest of the text message go? Our text message thing is so hard to read sometimes.
Stupid. Somebody said it's different because they aren't saying their partner is ugly. They chose their partner when they looked the way they did in the before pictures. And it's basically like,
but then
your partner had a glow up. And I bet their partner feels better about themselves too.
But it was only because of what they made their partner do.
Like, how do you know that it was made them do?
That's the whole point of the video.
D'Lo doesn't make me dress a certain way.
But that's you. I've got some examples here, though, and they're always just like, I started dressing him like this, and then we started doing this, and now he gets his hair cut here, and stuff like that. And it's like, those were things that you made him do.
These men are slaves. So if they didn't want to do it, they probably were looking at it more as like, getting help in areas that they're not great at. I'm not good at fashion. I'm not a fashion girly. I'm in a relationship with a guy that is very fashionable. So him helping me in an area that is a strength for his, okay, he's not forcing me. I don't think these men are being forced.
I'm just saying if the genders were reversed, it would be very gross.
What I'm saying is the genders are reversed on social media.
That's super gross. I haven't seen, that's not popping up in my algorithm, but like, I don't know. So text messages, I'm sure there's ways Gavin has changed his wife. I don't think I have. Can you think of a way that I've changed my wife?
You've tried to. She just didn't want to do it.
Maybe.
Yeah. You tried to get her to wear her hair short many times.
Whenever she asks, I always go like, I like shorter hair. And then she just goes, okay, taken into account. Moving on. 916-909-1065. Ani, am I saying that right?
Ani, yeah.
Hi, what's your thought? Real fast.
Okay, Gavin, I'm so sorry, but do you seriously think that the girlfriends are not showing the boyfriends before posting the, like, photos or videos?
No, I'm sure
like,
they...
You think they're just doing them behind their back? Because I feel like since the boyfriends probably know about it, they're cool with it, which means, like, it's not that deep.
They're probably going to see it, too, so...
Well, they're definitely going to see
exactly.
it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they are. I just think it's weird. I still think it's weird, and I think it's kind of gross, but if the guy's cool with it, then I guess, okay, whatever. But it's just like, if I saw that, I'd be like, oh, that poor guy.
I think the exact opposite. When I see, like, the Black Wife Effect videos, I'm just like, look at you. Good for you.
Yeah, okay.
That's a too, but, like, Gavin, what if your wife posted a video about you like that?
I would not like it. I would not like it if she posted a video saying, look at how this dumb dressed before and look at him now. Mostly because I dress exactly the same.
She's calling you hot. Would you not want to be called hot?
But she's taking credit for making me hot. That's not the same thing.
But what if she deserves credit for helping you with your style?
And if that's how you feel, what if the genders were reversed? Is that offensive? I think it would be. I think more women would think it would be. But anyway,
saying what if the genders are reversed? Genders are reversed sometimes.
Besides that very specific cultural, I feel like it's different because it's cultural.
I mean, I Googled it and read you exactly what it is.
Anyway, we're running out of time. Ani, thank you for your phone call.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Here's a story that combines both and use the cameras to find justice. And this is the sweetest justice you'll ever hear.
Cool. Well, to Plattsburgh now, where one raccoon is apparently on a mission to make sure that people aren't leaving their packages out for too long.
This all started last week when the homeowner posted this security video to Facebook. The homeowner tells us they left a return package from Chewy inside a bin to be picked up by FedEx. The raccoon saw or maybe smelled the opportunity and took it.
$93 worth of pet food were shredded, stolen, and eaten by this FedEx imposter. Luckily, Chewy was understanding and gave the customer a full refund, But the homeowner says this isn't their only visit from the furry porch pirate.
You've got a raccoon porch pirate?
The way I would lure that raccoon.
Yeah.
With fake packages.
Oh, yes. I mean, sounds like you need to make another Chewy purchase since that's what he likes, yeah. Little scamp.
Yeah, what was in there? Because reorder.
And you need to leave your front door open with a little Chewy trail.
See, Gavin, get out of my head. I was thinking, okay, we got to wrap it back up. This raccoons aren't stupid.
No, they're the smartest.
They're the smartest.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure that the package looks legitimate. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so we wrap it back up. Mm-hmm. We put it in there. Maybe we cut a tiny hole in it to make it easier to smell.
Yes.
Okay.
Love that.
And then I know through extensive research, raccoons love marshmallows.
Do they?
They love them.
I want to swear that's so cute.
Yeah, they absolutely love them. So you don't leave the door wide open. That's too obvious.
Right.
Right. You make it look like
it's their idea.
Uh-oh.
Kate's putting her hands on her cheeks like I'm a 3-year-old.
I'm home aloneing. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I left the door open. And then just a little open. And also, you can't do a trail of marshmallows. It needs to look like maybe you were carrying your groceries in.
Skedaddle.
And whoops.
Yep.
Couple just popped out.
And you're right behind the door. Okay?
Yes, because you do have to close the door.
Right.
Now, it might spook it. It'll come around.
It will come around. Okay, so once the raccoon then is in the house, shut the door.
Yes.
Now, the raccoon at that point will do something that raccoons do, I don't know, up on their hind legs, put their hands up in the air.
Yeah.
Like, you caught me.
Right.
You know? And then when they see it's a trap, then they're scamps. They're going to run around, okay? Let them run around.
Yeah, definitely. Make it clear my house is your house.
Right.
You live here now.
You want to climb the curtains? Do it.
I can get new curtains.
We can get it.
I've waited my whole life to get this raccoon.
Exactly.
Okay, I know where IKEA is. I'll put the raccoon in a car seat. I'll take it with me. Let him pick out the new ones.
All right, so that's step one. Then blah, blah, blah. Last step, you've got a pet raccoon that's adorable.
Yeah.
A listener also sent us a video of somebody with a pet raccoon that loved getting spiked onto the couch.
Oh, that raccoon's name is Miranda.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
She jumps up and then they take it and then you throw it down
on
the couch.
Much like you do to like a little kid. Like,
yes.
When you take them and you just throw them on the bed and then like tickle them.
Miranda loves it, Kevin.
Yeah, Miranda
loves it.
So and you cute. Just go, woo.
So how do you think you get that? Chewy purchases.
You know, shame on us for not thinking of this sooner.
I don't know why we didn't.
It was right there.
It was right there. Chewy commercials need to lean into this. They need to be like,
that's so smart.
Listen, I'm not an idiot. I know Chewy, and they're not paying us to say this, okay?
No.
But if Chewy, if you want to pay us, we'll take it. We'll take all the money. But if Chewy, they're bread and butter cats and dogs.
Sure.
Okay, fine. Maybe even a bird. I don't know, if for bird people. Okay, fine. But I'm just saying, like, have one commercial that's in rotation that runs, I don't know, 20% of the time.
Yeah.
I'm not a salesperson. That's just like, hey, this is Gavin from the Wake Up Call.
Why do you have to sound a little drunk?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Hey, guys, I had a great idea.
Well, I think it's...
Do you have any marshmallows?
Actually, there is a reason, and the reason is because the focus of this commercial is trapping a raccoon. So you got to know your clientele.
You got to know your audience.
Hey, guys, it's a guy from the Wake Up Call. And you want to trap a raccoon, right?
Right. And then I try to say, hey.
It's my best friend, Katie.
I don't want to hear. We don't like to say trap.
Right.
We don't like to say trap.
One of us kicks over a glass bottle, but you don't ever see it. It's just more reinforcement of the clientele. And you just go, uh-oh.
Yeah, you do look at it. We respond to it, but the audience can't see it.
Right.
Oh.
Right. Well, the good news is.
Tell the good news.
Chewy.com,
yeah.
Which is where you're already probably getting your cat food and your dog food, and now they've got raccoon traps.
No, stop saying trap.
Try your new fast raccoon home.
Yeah.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay.
He's going on an internet safari, and he's taking us with him. Kevin is not quite an expert, but he likes to moonlight as one with interesting facts to make us more interesting. It is Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know there was a bear enlisted in the Polish army who made it to the rank of corporal? He also smoked, drank, and carried weapons to the front during battles.
Shut up!
Yeah.
That is incredible.
In what country's army?
Polish.
In what? Poland. In what year? Like how long ago was this?
It doesn't say the year.
I hope it was yesterday.
Why is this something that we would ever stop?
Great question.
Because PETA.
Oh, yeah.
PETA was like, that. The guns are so heavy for the bear.
Poor bear.
Yeah.
What? Oh, okay.
It was during World War II.
That was during World War II?
Yes.
Hold on a second. And the bear did what?
He carried weapons, drank, and smoked with them.
Are we sure this wasn't a person? No. That just looked like a bear? We've all seen people who looked like animals.
Do you mean a gay guy?
No.
Oh.
I mean, like, sometimes there are people who kind of look like an animal. I have been hanging out with my brother and some of his gay friends, and I've thought, that guy looks like a flamingo.
Okay. I'm seeing pictures of it. It was officially enlisted and even traveled on ships with people.
Literally said that.
I don't believe this.
Sorry.
There is a picture of it. If you told me this was AI, I'd 100% believe you. There is a picture, everybody Google it, of all the soldiers lined up at attention, and the bear is on his hind legs at attention.
Wow.
He's not small. He looks like a grizzly bear or a really big black bear. There's a statue!
Okay. Is this picture with the bear lined up? Is that real?
It looks real.
No one has ever accused me of being brave.
Right.
But I'll tell you this. If I was a soldier and I saw that the army I was facing had an effing bear.
Yeah, I think they knew something we didn't know.
I'd be like, guys, we're never going to win.
Right.
Even if the only reason the bear was doing it was for sugar cubes or something.
Whatever.
If I saw it up on its hind legs with a helmet on its head just going, I'd be like, It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the wingspan of 747 is longer than the Wright brothers' first flight?
What did you call the jet?
747?
747.
What is it?
So you've never heard of a 747? No, it's called a 747.
Most people just call it a 747.
Oh.
But I mean, you're not wrong. He's technically not wrong.
Yeah,
I'm right. Okay. 747.
The wingspan of a 747
uh-huh.
is what?
Longer than the Wright brothers' first flight.
Guys.
You know the Wright brothers.
Wilbur?
Who?
That's one of the names of one. And the other guy's name was Orville?
Are you sure?
Are you sure? You're the expert.
I'm sure.
Okay.
You were right.
Are we not a little unimpressed with them?
No, we are impressed. Okay. Because let's say even right now.
Yeah.
You had to do a school science fair.
Yeah.
Where you had to turn a bicycle into something that lifted off the ground.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Could you do it?
Well, you know that's not what they did, right?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
No.
No.
What'd they do?
They might have had an invention that looked like that at one point, but it didn't work. They made like a plane. It was like a plane. It just like, it was more of like a glider, I think, than anything else.
The wind picked up and made them go.
But they figured out the aerodynamics of the wings and stuff.
They started with a bicycle company?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. In what state was that again, Kevin?
The Wright brothers or the bicycle?
It was Ohio, but then they went to North Carolina for the flight. And why did they do that?
Better wind.
Yeah, they
better
have better
wind. What all that flat wind in Ohio.
Yeah. Is that why they call North Carolina the Windy City?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Did you know, Kevin, give us one more quick fact.
Did you know one of the reasons of World Wildlife Fund went with the panda bear for their logo is because it's black and white, which saves money on printing costs.
Oh, my God.
So
that
smart.
That is so smart.
That's cute.
Now, why wouldn't they go with a zebra or a skunk?
Yeah.
A zebra's not cute.
That's true.
Would you want to donate to a foundation that had a mascot as a zebra?
Honestly, no.
No.
You're right about
and
that.
I can't tell you why.
Yeah.
Does it feel soft?
Like,
okay, what if it was a skunk?
Oh.
No.
No.
Okay, what if it was a skunk, but the skunk was standing there on its hind legs, yeah. Okay? Legs are crossed. Mm-hmm. Arms are crossed.
Well, now I'm not going to give it money because he seems sassy and mean.
That's what I want to give him money.
Kevin, thank you. Those were some interesting facts today on Did You Know? That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.